A theme that I saw in today's readings, I want to entitle The Joy of Discipleship. And I want to begin my homily today by telling you the story of Alexia Gonzalez Barros. Alexia died in 1985 at the age of 14. But in the 14 years of her life, she developed a remarkable maturity. She was from Spain and was stricken with cancer at a young age. But one of the things that really impressed people about Alexia was how she was willing to live with this cancer. And she would offer specific intentions to the Lord. Her constant prayer was this: Jesus, may I always do your will. She had to wear a large metallic brace that was affixed to her head and her neck with screws that were there to secure it. As well, she was given medicine that turned her mouth a dark, unattractive color. Despite everything, she was known for her cheerfulness and good humor. She would say to her friends, "First, they made me look like Frankenstein, and now that I have to take this medicine, I look like Count Dracula." When people would come to visit her in the hospital, she would steer the conversation away from herself towards her visitors. When her doctor brought medical students in to see her, he would say to them, "I want you to see how to be joyful in despite of pain and suffering." Alexia, dying at the age of 14, was transfigured by the grace of God. And it is this same theme of being transfigured by the grace of God that we see on play in the Acts of the Apostles, that you could also call the Acts of the Apostles the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and you could add to that title the Acts of the Holy Spirit that infused joy into the apostles. In the reading that Deacon Tom just did from the 14th chapter of Acts, one of the things that strikes me about this passage is how undeterred St. Paul and Barnabas are. Paul has been stoned, left for dead outside of the city, but then he comes back, goes back to the city, and then the next day they go to Derbe. And one of the things that's striking about this passage is we're told that Paul and Barnabas strengthened the hearts of the believers, that is, their interior sense of well-being, but also spoke of how it is through many persecutions that we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so I want to talk with you now for a couple of minutes about what is the difference between happiness and joy. For what we see in Paul and Barnabas, what we see in Alexia is joy. Now, happiness is also a good thing. Happiness is something we all desire. But the root of the word happiness is the word hap, which means by chance. And so people can be happy if the chances are good, if things are going well. But if things aren't going well, we can be more inclined to be unhappy. I'd like to compare happiness to the temperature. We have no control over it, especially when we live in a place like Calgary, where it seems to be always cold. And so, although happiness is in some ways beyond our ability to control, joy is like the thermostat. Joy is the interior temperature that we are able to adjust. And so we see Jesus in today's gospel say to us, "I give you a peace that the world cannot give you." For you see, the peace of the world is the peace that comes from happiness, the peace that comes from the chances of life. And if things are going well, we can be happy. If not so well, then we cannot be. But joy is not like that. Joy is much deeper. And we see this throughout the Last Supper discourses in John 13 to 17. Repeatedly, we see in Jesus this quality of joy. He knows that he has come to do the Father's will. And this is the secret of joy. This was the secret that allowed Alexia to suffer and to live with such a confidence and sense of purpose. To be joyful people is to see that even when we suffer, even when we're going through incredibly difficult times, we have an interior peace. In Galatians chapter 5, we're told that joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And indeed, when we allow for the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, that when we allow for the Holy Spirit to help us remember that our lives are in the care and keeping of God, we can then affirm what St. Paul and Barnabas knew so deeply, that God will never abandon us. For it is this theme that comes through in the Acts of the Apostles. The fear and the distrust that we saw represented in the apostles and the gospels gives way now to this trust and confidence, because even in spite of great challenges, they know joy. For you see, the opposite of fear is trust. And those who are trustful are those who are peaceful and those who are joyful. May we on this day trust in the Holy Spirit, that we would grow in being disciples of joy. And regardless of what we're facing, the challenges, whatever we are going through this day, may the example of Alexia, may the example of St. Paul left for dead, inspire us to live with purpose, trust, and deep joy.